you know, you mentioned GB News earlier, and I did want to bring that up again, you know, between, you know, Dan Wooten and Lawrence Fox's suspension at GB News over some absolutely heinous comments, the scandal-ridden broadcasters become even more involved in scandal. My question to you both is, will GB News still have its broadcasting license this time next year? Omar?
That's a good question, because the short answer is I don't know, but you don't want to hear that. because I think it's interesting because you remember there was, I've forgotten the presenter's name, where there was, I think it was the first time that they were found to, by Ofcom to be in breach. And the story was that the CEO, Angelo Frangopoulos, kind of reacted to that really badly and kind of sent round a mailer saying, this must not happen again. You know, our Ofcom license, you know, we have 3 Ofcom licenses and it's very important to us. But yet they keep, you know, I think they've now broken the broadcasting code 3 times and there are another 7 or 8 investigations in the offing. I don't know how Ofcom has time to do anything else, frankly. You can't help wonder if they're actually goading Ofcom into revoking their license in order to drive them onto the internet. The strategy seems to be where GB News is very happy to drive engagement through social media rather than actually build up a big TV audience, which it frankly hasn't done in the time that it's been broadcasting. So I think it's a real test. And I think Ofcom, which is often pulled in these political directions, actually does have a cute political judgment to make here. And I suspect that could be the reason why GB News still has a broadcasting license this time next year, because if it's purely on the basis of how many breaches they're going to have, it's going to be potentially quite a lot. So we'll see.
Yes. Well, I think the short answer is yes, I do think it will still have its license next year, because I think they will clean up their act sufficiently in order to do that, because they get a degree of respectability from being a broadcast channel that you don't get if you're just a pure internet player. And they want to make the political weather. That's what they want to do. That's the reason it exists, is to make the political weather, and from an ideological point of view, from a different perspective, it's a more right-leaning perspective. There's nothing new in any of that. If you look at the funding behind it, that's what they're trying to do. And in order to make the political weather, you have to bring influence to the political scene, particularly on the right. You have to have a television channel to do that, because otherwise you're just another internet player. You get more freedom on the internet, but you don't have the influence. So to influence the government, then that's what you do. And it's incredible the way that both Priti Patel and Liz Truss stood up at the Conservative conference this week and said, fantastic work, GB News. Carry on doing what you're doing. We love it, yada, yada, yada. So it's really worked. And not only has it worked in terms of that reaction, it's changed policy. A lot of the policies that are coming out of this week's Conservative Party conference have been influenced by GB News and The Telegraph, surprise, surprise, which is why we should worry a bit about them being part of the same group, perhaps. But it's working from a political point of view. It's really working. And part of that is the legitimacy you get from being a television station, not just, an online player. So I think they will want to keep their license. I think it means they're going to have to do certain things to placate Ofcom. But what's really interesting is that can we call it a tweet these days, an X from Nigel Farage, which trumpeted the fact that they'd just beaten Sky News and Talk TV News in audience share for the first time ever a couple of Tuesdays ago. And they said, thank you, Britain. And it said, we are now the nation's favoured news channel, even though not supposed to be a news channel. They had a 1% share of viewing, which gave them that title. 1% of the viewing audience, not the population, but the viewing audience. These are not big numbers, but they have a big influence. But what was interesting about the second part of the tweet was, Ofcom will really start gunning for us now. What he's saying is essentially that Ofcom is part of the elite, part of the establishment, and will deliberately set out now to try and suppress and silence GB News. That's what they want. They want people to think of them as being the alternative voice, that the the blob, the establishment, the elite are trying to silence them and cancel them. So in some sense, they are absolutely right. They are goading that reaction. So they're treading a tightrope. They've now got, and Ray Snoddy said something about this yesterday, which is very clever. Basically, they're treading a tightrope. They've got, on the one hand, they've got to keep their broadcasting license because it gives them legitimacy, but they also want the freedom to say whatever the hell they like, and they can do that on the internet. And they're treading that tightrope between the internet and broadcast television. Regulated TV, unregulated, it's a very, very difficult area for them to navigate. And what we saw last week is it tipped over into Twitter territory. And the article that will go out next week, where I talk about this, basically sort of says GB News is Twitter on TV. And the parallels are remarkable when you actually look at it. And they've got, it's a very difficult tightrope to walk, but they have to retain the legitimacy of being a broadcast channel in order to be able to influence government policy. And at the moment, they are succeeding in doing that.
Mm. As an American, I thought I had escaped the that type of media ecosystem, but it's come for me back here. I can't escape that kind of attempt.
Ofcom is there to provide that balance, but there's no balance on GB News. It's a fiction, and that's why they've got 12 outstanding investigations against them.